Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Allow me to begin by congratulating you on your assumption of the chairpersonship this year, and extend our thanks to you and your team, including the ISU, for the efforts in organizing this meeting. Please be assured of my delegation's full support. The international community's interest in the military use of artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies continues to grow, which has made our discussions on laws even more important. The year 2023 saw various related discussions outside of the CCW, all based upon a decade's worth of deliberations within this GGE. We hope that these discussions outside of the CCW will further enrich the GGE as it continues to be the central framework for the international rulemaking efforts to develop a clear and effective normative and operational framework for laws. Japan will continue to participate actively and constructively in the GGE. Despite the complexity surrounding the topics of laws and the challenging environment, security environment in which these discussions have taken place in recent years, it is a significant achievement that the GGE was able to adopt the substantive report last year, which sets out the two-tier approach concept of prohibitions and regulations based on international humanitarian law. On the other hand, there are some near consensus issues that could not be reflected in the report due to lack of time, such as human-machine interactions, accountability, risk mitigation and confidence-building measures, etc. Japan considers that language on these issues from last year's draft report should serve as a good basis for further discussions to build consensus. The GGE now has a three-year mandate through to 2026. Looking ahead to the seventh review conference, it is important to steadily build consensus each year. Therefore, Japan looks forward to engaging in the works on the topics proposed by the chair for this session of GGE. Mr. Chair, finally, Japan believes that if we can steadily proceed with in-depth and constructive discussions on substantive matters, we will naturally see what the form of the outcome should be. Thus, we should now focus on substantive discussions. Thank you.